Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is so good to be back on the air again. This is Rhonda Riley, your hostess for tonight. And of course, I'm just keeping it real. Tonight's episode, this broadcast tonight, it will be about walking with Christ, traveling from A to B. It's about the book, chapter 8. I mean, and this, we're just going to revisit some of our old topics that we visited in the past, but we're going to visit it coming from the book point of view. We did our first book signing in Michigan in February. But before we get into that, let's get into some prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for tonight. Many have already gone on to bed. There's those of us that are still up. Lord, we just thank you and we honor you for being able to listen in and be able to share. Lord, give the people spiritual ears to hear. Lord, we thank you, we honor you, we praise you. Lord, meet their needs. Give, Lord, whatever it is that they need, Lord, we ask that you supply all their needs. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when I wrote this book, you know, I was thinking of different things that have gone on. Now, I was thinking about my last few years of being in ministry. And from the topics I've covered and why God has given me those topics, so many times I've questioned God on things. Like, God, why me? Why this? Why that? But I'm so blessed. I feel so blessed, so honored to just be able to share. You know, and this book is not for everyone. So, you know, in life, everyone goes through ups and downs. You overcome your shortfalls. You strive to better yourself. You search for answers and for a higher power. Some find what they are searching for, and yet others don't. Some turn to church tradition, that is, and some turn to church religion, and yet some actually turn to God Almighty, the one true living God. When you become born again, you allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. So, do not get caught up in church tradition and or religion. Rather, get caught up in God Almighty, our wonderful and gracious Heavenly Father, through His glorious Son, Jesus Christ. And the acronym for Jesus is Joyous Everlasting Love, Sacred and Unique for My Salvation. Thank you. And giving you what God has given me. I'm not looking for any scholar awards. No, I'm going to talk to the everyday real people with the real struggles. You know, and sometimes, you know, we feel like life is just overwhelming at times. You know, I'm speaking to the ones that fall down and struggle to get up, the ones who wonder if Jesus is even real or something the church used to keep the people aligned. You know, just as our parents did when we was coming up, you know, they kept us aligned with Santa Claus, the Boogeyman, the Easter Bunny, and all kinds of other things that got our attention and made us act right, or so they thought. I want to talk to the ones that want to overcome their doubt and fears, the ones that are truthful with themselves about what they think and what they feel, but don't want anyone else to know about because they have a fear of being ridiculed. The ones that look real good on the outside, but it's torn to pieces on the outside. I'm speaking to them. The ones that's broken and bitter, the ones that people don't see. They don't see the brokenness. And I want to speak to you because I was there once. You know, and as I sat down and I pondered, you know, on the next phase of my life, so many things was coming over my mind. And so I wanted to put something together that would allow me to share. Now, I've been on the procrastination wagon a long time. I mean, it had been a long time. Well, I felt like, you know, I had been beaten up by life so many times. So I was just like, what's the use? But you know, even though I had been beaten up time after time again, you know, and I was still like, by the time I made it to the top, something kicked me right back down to the ground. You know, I felt like I was tired. You know, I was feeling lost. But, you know, I had to realize that it was time to stop the self-pity. It was time for me to get back on the right train. I needed it, and I longed for it. But I wasn't sure of where the next exit was. I felt like I was on a buggy, and it was just going on alone. And I didn't know how to get off. I didn't know how to abandon it. I wanted to get off that way so I could run for that train so I could make it to my next stop. You know, the journey I was on and I realized that the only way I could do it was for me just to jump. And I must say, and as I thought about that, you know, it was like, you know, when you're thinking about that next phase in your life, you get all type of little red flags going up because you're afraid to move forward. My mind is like, no, stop, don't go forward. No, you can't do that. I came up with all the different excuses, all the what if this and what if that, you know. Scared, just plain old fear. And But fear, when it takes hold, it really just can be overwhelming. You know, and just as I thought I was getting over that fear, reality set back in. And just for an instant, you know, my flesh seemed like it was in memories way back, you know, and with all that fear rushing back in, I was asking myself so many questions. You know, I was asking myself, why was I on TV? Why was I on the broadcast? Why am I on radio? Why am I on Blog Talk Radio? Why? You know, did God really tell you to do this? I was just overwhelmed. And I remember, all the thoughts. All the thought of, am I doing the right thing? But I finally took that leap of faith in Jesus Christ and moving forward. He opened so many doors for me. So many doors. And I'm just so happy and so elated that I made that leap. And I encourage all of you to make that leap of faith. And remember that God is the creator. He is the creator of all. Let him out that box. We put God in this little box and we refuse to let him out. I've never understood why we do this. But I can only imagine that God looked at us and he shake his head and probably says something like, child, why do you keep trying to do this by yourself? You're so freaking hard-headed and stubborn. Just let me help. That's what we need to do. We need to let God help. Now, God must be laughing at all the crazy things that we do and say. Yet, he waits patiently on us, just as we do for our own children. What a loving, creative, wonderful, and awe-inspiring Heavenly Father we have. And one day, as I was preparing for one of our radio and television broadcasts, God spoke to me. I was flipping through my notes, trying to decide what I wanted to talk about. And as I remained at a loss, I could not find anything that felt right. I began having a conversation with my husband, Robert. And as we were talking about life and the things people are going through, we talked about how many people put God in the box as if the problem or issue they currently are facing is too big for him. We laughed a little. We laughed because we knew only too well that there's nothing too big or too small for God. We talked about how oftentimes people don't give God the credit for the small things that make me happy. It seems that some are not even acknowledging God. But yet we serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Now, even though the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Messiah, still others don't believe in him. You know, and I just thank God, because in Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God is the creator of heaven and earth, yet many will not accept this. But no holds barred, that's their choice. And I'm going to continue to give to you the truth and allow you to decide for yourself. Because after all, salvation is the choice. It's a choice. And it's a choice that you can make. It's a choice that is available to you. And we know that 1 John 5:20 says, we know the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. You know, God has been so good to us, and he's given us so much, and we will not show our gratitude to him. So when God spoke to me, when I was writing my outline, and he asked me, am I not God of all creation? And I just thought, you know, that is a wonderful topic. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Next, John 1:1-4. See, that's important because God is the creator of all things. And Jesus was there with God in the beginning. So this is your opportunity. If you don't know the Lord for yourself, I invite you. I invite you now. To accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. All you have to do is this very simple. Let's just say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for my sin, that you was buried and rose again. I repent right now. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you are my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. When we pray, to our Heavenly Father, I know I started as dear Jesus, but when we pray to our Heavenly Father, even if we started off with Jesus, we need to always ask whatever that we're asking our Savior for in Jesus' name, because the Word says, in all things we must go through Jesus. And I'm just paraphrasing it. I welcome you into the family of Jesus Christ. We love you with the love of God. Tune in to us tomorrow, 11:30 p.m. We love you. God loves you. And until next time, we say, stay blessed.